Today's episode of Beyond the Mask is presented by the team at CRNA Financial Planning. Get a free consultation today to be guided through the complexities of investing and financial planning. Just visit crnafinancialplanning.com. Beyond the Mask is also sponsored by crnaeducation.com. CRNAs, you can get the CE credits you need by just going to crnaeducation.com. They have over 100 AANA prior approved credits, all four core CPC modules, and even over 40 pharmacology credits. No subscriptions, it's all online and mobile friendly. Just go to crnaeducation.com. And don't forget, listening to our podcast can earn you Class B credits. For more information on how you can submit them, check out our CE credit tab on our website, beyondthemaskpodcast.com. Welcome to Beyond the Mask, innovation and opportunities for CRNAs and advanced practice nurses, with certified financial planner Jeremy Stanley and CRNA Sharon Pierce. Jeremy Stanley has worked with CRNAs for more than 23 years, and Sharon Pierce is a former president of the AANA and the NCANA. Join us as we leave the operating room and learn the latest in the CRNA and advanced practice nurse industries. Beyond the Mask starts in 10, 9, 8, 7.
Sharon, how are you?
I am good.
We've had a day.
Yes, we've had a day. Where are we at?
Charleston, at the NCANA meeting. Mm-hmm. We're stuck inside when the weather's beautiful outside.
It's not that beautiful outside.
It's beautiful compared to inside.
Well,
yeah.
It's cold in this room, and we have
only
no windows.
Only 64.
That's mm-hmm. it. Yeah. Hey, I feel like I'm at work. Speaking of work.
I don't
work.
Feel like I'm at work.
No, because you're a financial planner, and you have banker's hours, and
oh yes.
you work in a really nice office mm-hmm. and have windows all around.
I do have windows all around. That is a nice part about that. But
yeah.
You know, but it's not banker's hours. It's all hours.
Well, I do understand that.
Yeah.
Even though you quit answering my calls when I'm driving to work at 5:30.
Yeah. You don't call me anymore.
You better take a hint, just like I've told you. When I don't need you anymore, I'm kicking you to the curb. That's what
okay.
I tell my husband,
that's
too.
Right.
You
sometimes
better make
it's
sure
good
I need
to
you.
Not be needed. I'm going to tell you that right now. Sometimes it's good to not be needed.
So.
So you have been trying to get this episode put together for a long
time. I am so excited.
Did I say a long time? And our participants wouldn't cooperate, would they?
No, they would not.
Well, you work with these participants,
yes.
don't you?
Yeah. And maybe they wouldn't participate because there's a genetic connection between the two of them.
Oh, well, that's interesting. Do you want to do the introduction?
Absolutely. I would be more than happy to do that. Everybody knows I went back to work in a hospital after 16 years of
Not being able to work in a hospital.
Yeah, well, we won't go down the reasons why I couldn't work in a hospital. And the department that I went to work in, the CRNAs, were fabulous to me. They all knew who I was, and we had very clear footing. I said, don't judge me and think I'm good at this because I was the president. I don't know how to turn on these new gas machines. And they were so lovely to me. And getting me back into the fold and bringing me up to speed. So there were two people that I really liked. Well, I like everybody in the department, but there were these two people, and I found out later, not only were they excellent CRNAs, but they were a mother-daughter. And I thought, what it must be like to work with your mother or your daughter in the same department, and you do the same thing.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that is cool.
Isn't it cool?
Think about if you worked with your daughters.
One of them I could, one of them I couldn't, but that's a whole other story. So without further ado, let me introduce Millie Sechrist and Emily King.
They don't have the same last name. Are y'all
kin
to each
other? Well.
Oh, okay.
You know how it is. We have to take y'all's last name, and I don't understand why, because you only guarantee a bloodline through the mother. I might tell you to daddy, but you might not be.
Okay.
So that's another topic. That being said, Melody, why don't you introduce yourself and tell a little bit about yourself?
Well, obviously, I'm a CRNA since I work with you. I was a nurse for a long time before I was a CRNA.
Mm-hmm. How long?
Before I was a CRNA,
yeah.
25 years,
Dang.
26 years. I've been a nurse for 52 years.
Oh, my
God. Wow. How can you do that and only be 40?
She looks
10.
Like she's only 40.
Okay.
So I was a little later going back to anesthesia.
So why was that? Why did you go back? Why did you do that?
Raised four kids first.
Yeah.
I worked part-time during that time. I was able to send my husband back to grad school. He got his master's.
And y'all are still together?
We are.
Okay, just making sure.
51 right, years. Okay.
You know, sometimes when you send them back to school, they leave after they get out.
I've heard that.
You know, I mean,
I've heard
that. Just making sure.
Yeah, yeah. He stayed. Okay, and then cool. I made him pay for it by letting me go back.
Ah, okay. All
right. So at
good
the,
girl.
At the time, I had three in college, one in high school.
Wow.
And that was actually one of the questions that was asked when I did my interview. Mm-hmm. Why do you want to do this at this point in your life at, you know, 45? Start a new career, basically. And pretty much what I'm telling you, you know, I've spent the time raising children, and now it's my turn. And this is what I'm ready to do.
So, Emily, yes. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So, I kind of took the long route through nursing school, the ECU route. Had a little bit of fun, and... Had to
you
come
wasn't
back
on
home
that
and
Girls
regroup.
Gone Wild truck, were you? No, it stayed down at ECU.
It did. I eventually made it through and got my bachelor's in 2005 from ECU.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then I went straight to the ICU because I knew I wanted to go to anesthesia school eventually.
Now, when you were in school, how long had you been out, Melody?
When she went to anesthesia school?
Uh-huh.
When did you start in school, in anesthesia school?
2011.
Yeah, because I graduated in 98, so.
Okay, all right, so it's a good
13
time
years,
there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Emily, watching your mother go through all that, you still decided to go, number one. But when did you decide you wanted to be a nurse anesthetist also?
So I wasn't quite sure at the beginning. I started out as a scrub tech. Actually, mm-hmm. in the OR. So before I decided to make that leap, I had 10 years experience in the OR,
mm-hmm.
and decided to just make my way up to the top,
right
where I wanted to be.
Ooh, I like that.
Make
your
my
way
to
the
top.
Top.
That's right.
Which anesthesia is the top.
Yeah.
Now, did you both go to the same anesthesia program?
We did.
Yes.
And that was the
nerve-wracking.
Raleigh School.
Even though she went later. So how was that whenever Emily was going to school? Did you offer to help her, Melody? How did that work? Because that's surely a dynamic right there.
Yes, definitely. It was nerve-wracking in that everybody views students differently. You know, mm-hmm. some people work well with students and some do not. I was afraid that there would be expectations of her, whether they were good or bad in comparisons to me, mm-hmm. the people who had worked with me, either as a student or as a peer.
Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't enough time difference in there to really say, well, I don't remember her or I remember the name. So I was fearful that it would be, in some regards, harder for her, and yet I didn't want other people to let her slide and not get
because
the benefit.
It was your daughter.
Yes. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
So how was it for you, Emily? I mean, did you feel that same stress because your mother had gone through the same program?
I did. I felt it was really hard to prepare my own name, I guess, mm-hmm. for lack of better words, because everybody knew me as Melody's daughter.
Right.
Instead of who I really was. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of hard to.
Can you imagine if you were Sharon's daughter?
No.
Yeah. Everybody would know you as Sharon's daughter. You know, you wouldn't even have a name, you know.
I mean, we are not Sharon's talking
daughter.
About me.
Well, I'm just thinking of Lauren. So my,
well, how
my
do
oldest
you feel
daughter,
being Sharon's co-host?
I'm Sharon something else, you know. I'm not co-host. But
well,
anyway,
husband,
I'm going to digress.
Minion.
But no, my daughter, my oldest daughter is 22. She just got out of nursing school, and she went to Duke to work. You know, I mean, I know a lot of CRNAs, know a lot of people. And so, you know, I always wonder about that,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Because they know.
Because they know me or know of me or know of you and know of what we do. And, you know, it's going to be interesting as she progresses through the MICU and down at Duke and goes back to anesthesia school, which is what she says she wants to do. And I'm always like, you know, you need to talk to this person. You need to meet this person. You need to. And she goes, Dad, I need to do it on my own.
Good for her.
And
as
I'm
we
like,
just
wow.
interviewed the chief. anesthetist.
I digress on that. But it just, you know, it has to be hard and difficult. One, you're falling in her shoes. What if you fail? You know, what if I don't make it through? You know, those types of things. Did you have those kind of concerns?
It was not rather if I was going to fail. It was I kind of wanted to do the best to present myself as her daughter, too.
Yeah. Not like
if
you did at ECU,
sense.
Is what you're
correct.
Saying. So, yes. Okay. All right. Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. Correct.
Well, she was on the original Girls Gone Wild truck later on.
There you go. Well, it went, I think, further back than that because, as she indicated, she started out at East Carolina and did have fun, which is how she ended up as a scrub tech in the OR while she figured out what she wanted to do. And we were in the same OR at that point as well.
Oh,
she was a scrub tech.
I knew that.
She was a scrub tech and I was a CRNA.
Mm-hmm.
So that connection went back even before she started school. So, you know, people knew her from the OR as well as being my daughter and going to CRNA school. And I distinctly remember when she first started, she would come home and, you know, be sitting around the dinner table and she'd say, I don't even know why I wear a name tag. I mean, nobody remembers my name. They just say, oh, you're Melody's daughter.
For real? Is that? Mm-hmm. Oh. And a mother-daughter dynamic is really so different than a mother-son.
Yeah.
Don't I know it?
Yeah.
Don't I know it? Know. So how'd you wind up working at the same facility?
Mom started there first.
Yeah,
yeah,
I did.
We both started at Rex initially.
Oh, God.
And then you retired from there? Or no, you just left.
I was at Rex full-time for several years and then went out on my own as a locums and formed my own company.
Mm-hmm.
One of the places that I worked was Johnston Health. Mm-hmm. At that time, they were not affiliated with UNC. That was one of about five or six places that I would spend my time at. The market started to change. One of the places that I also went to work at was plastics, and people were, the economy changed, so plastic surgery started dwindling down.
Sure. We know about
people don't do voluntary cash payments if they don't have to.
Right.
And then there were enough people starting to be an interest in the self-employed bit that there were enough people that competition, you know, and they wanted, it wasn't that they didn't want you to work, they just didn't want to cut this other person out as well. They wanted to keep their basket full, so that meant a little less work at each place. And the place at Johnson kept offering me a full-time job, and I thought, I don't want to go back into that. I like being self-employed. And I actually finally went and talked to the HR people, mainly to just prove what they could offer couldn't compete. And I came back home at the end of the day and told my husband I had taken a job. Because what I didn't realize was they were offering me a pension that I could have in 5 years with the state, which was better than what I could do as being self-employed. So that's how I ended up at Johnston.
I could have run those numbers for you, and we could have talked about that at that time. But, you know, I'm sitting here thinking of you being a scrub tech, and working, you worked in the same OR sometimes, I'm assuming. How was that? I mean, you know, here's your mom who's told you probably what to do your whole life, and now you're out in the real world and you're working, and your mom's in there, and how was that dynamic?
Honestly, it was kind of rare as a scrub tech.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So did they try to keep y'all apart?
No, I don't think so.
Not
it
really.
Just
worked out that
way. It's just a big facility, so you work with different people every day.
Okay.
Yeah, so it wasn't.
Yeah. I know there are CRNAs who work with their husbands who are surgeons.
Yes.
And they try to keep them out of the same room.
Correct.
Just because the name of the surgeon and the name of the anesthesia provider is the same.
Yeah.
So I think that's a very smart idea,
by the
way. Yeah.
But, really, you know, at the time, Rex separated their main OR from their same-day surgery center. And then we also covered what used to be Raleigh Community Hospital, which is now Duke Raleigh. And we traveled between three different sites.
Okay.
So she was mainly in same day. So unless I was down there and then in the same OR, you know, the odds of being in the same room were not that often.
Attention all certified nurse anesthetists. Are you in need of a reliable and quality continuing education option? Well, look no further than CRNAeducation.com. We are an NBCRNA recognized provider, offering all four core CPC modules to meet your certification requirements. You can choose from more than 100 AANA prior approved Class A CE credits with 43 articles covering a wide range of anesthesia topics. Need pharmacology CE credits? Well, we've got you covered there as well, with over 40 pharmacology CE credits available. All credits are completed online and are mobile friendly. Choose articles worth 1, 2, or 3 credits. There's no subscriptions, no hidden fees, just the CE credits you need when you need them. Owned by CRNAs since 2011, you can trust in our commitment to your education. And customer service is always a quick email or phone call or even text away. To sign up and find out more about our education options, visit CRNAeducation.com, your partner in continuing education. That's CRNAeducation.com.
So how did you decide to come to Johnston?
To Johnston.
Where your mother was working.
So I think it was 2015. I had been out working at Rex for 1.5-3 years, and she just loved it down there.
Well, I know why.
Yeah, and I live in Johnston County. So I was like, okay, well, it's something to consider. So I ended up signing on PRN just to get my foot in the door. I was pregnant with the twins at this time. And then started working there, like, random Saturdays, you know, just to make a little extra money. And then when I had the twins, the manager at the time offered me a part-time position, which I wanted at Rex, but was not going to be guaranteed there. So I jumped on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ultimately, it was a better fit for our family.
Yeah. Well, it really seems like you guys have a great relationship. And, you know, I always wonder about the family dynamics of working together versus the professional relationship. Any issues arisen from that aspect?
General.
We're going to air your dirty laundry right here.
And both of them, if you listeners could just see when Jeremy asked that question, they're just like, okay, do I say it?
Yeah. So, Melody, let's start with you. You're on the hot seat here.
Since you are the mother.
Yeah, that's true. I wouldn't say there was problems, but I was very, very self-conscious when she first started to work there about if I gave her a break. I didn't want her to be the first room I went to and people think, oh, okay, you're going to get Emily out first. I tried to make a conscious effort of not
showing her deference.
Correct.
Yes. And I'm still cognizant about not wasting stuff with you.
Yes.
I just don't want that to seem...
Oh, wasting narcotics.
Yeah. Yes. People can just be funny about...
Wow, so y'all have a whole other layer to deal with. I mean,
and
work
that,
is
that
tough
may be
enough.
Just me, but...
No, I think that's a wise
families
thing.
Families wasting together. You know, I just... Yeah. I don't know. I don't want any questions about...
We don't want families wasting
We don't
together.
Want to get wasted. We just want to get wasted together.
Just get wasted together. Right. There you go.
Yeah. But like what you pointed out, Jeremy, we do have different last names. So
we
typically do not tell people that start on as new employees that we are mother-daughter.
Yeah. I didn't know. I didn't know.
And we kind of just let it evolve, you know, as when it comes up, it comes up. And
right.
It's worked out well, I think. Because
people are really shocked.
I am trying to think how I found out. We were probably all in the lounge or something on a slow day. I can't really remember. And I know that after I found out, I said something to you, Melody, about it. And I said, how is it for you to work with your daughter? And this was priceless, and you're going to love this, Emily.
Okay.
She looked at me and she said, she is one hell of a CRNA, and I am so proud of her.
Oh, you'll make her cry.
True,
you are going to make me cry.
It's true.
It is true. She is.
True. But
some days are better than others.
Honey, that's for all of
us.
But Melody, Emily's never said that about you.
I know.
I'm just kidding.
Totally different. actually, what happens now is, you know, people will say, oh, you're Emily's mom. So it's a complete flip from how we started.
And how does that feel?
Good. It feels good. But, you know, I've had times where the two of us might be in the lounge having lunch or a break, and we'll start talking about the kids, or if I'm babysitting, and then she'll leave, and I've had people say, y'all know each other, like, mm-hmm. really well? It's like, yeah. And then you tell them.
You know? That might have been how I figured it out. I don't remember the exact time.
It's completely different than Rex or, you know, Raleigh. Because everybody knew, and now it's like, okay. We don't go around advertising it.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of relationships in the ORs now. And and in that OR that it's not fully advertised that I've stumbled on while I was there.
Yes.
Thank you. These guys let me know the landmines.
Before.
Yeah.
Put your foot in your mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because you don't necessarily know.
Taryn, you would never put your foot in your mouth.
I would not.
This would never happen.
I would not.
One arm bandit. do you guys think people compare you two when you're at work?
I don't think so. Or you were going to say the opposite?
I think some people do.
Like who? Like I'm neater and you're not?
No, not like that.
Oh, here we go. Let's get this going now.
I'm just joking. I'm just OCD about stuff.
We both are, but she's more than I am. I will admit to that. What I've heard comments about the two of us being very similar. Mm-hmm. So I guess that is a comparison. You give patients, hand them off in the PACU, and they're like, comments are made that they're glad that one of us is there.
Okay. Would you change anything?
About our work environment?
I guess the better question is, are you glad that you work together?
Yes.
Yes, I think absolutely.
Very few people can say that they work with their parent in the same profession. And a lot of people these days can't even have dinner with their parents. You know, I just feel like we're very blessed to have this in common.
Well, the dynamic, though, I'm just thinking of the personalities, you know, type A, driven personality, two females doing the same thing.
Mother, daughter.
So who gives? Because somebody's got to give in that relationship. Which one of you gives?
It depends on the situation.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I can just tell. I mean, you're both sort of headstrong. But, Melody, I feel like you probably, this is just my perception, you might give a little more than.
Give what? What do you mean? I need more.
I need more context.
Back down a little more. Because you're both sort of driven type A personalities.
There's not really situations that require one of us to back
down. No, but
down
I can tell
work.
Since you've retired, you're kind of like, I don't care, I'm not full time anymore.
Yeah.
You let stuff roll off your back more than the usual work stuff.
Yeah. Maybe that's what it is.
I'm only here 2 days a week and I'm
not. I can take anything.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just happy to get out of the house.
I get that. I don't know if Jeremy knew this. I worked with my mother.
Really?
I know.
No, I did not know that. I've learned like a lot about you this weekend.
Whenever I first got out of anesthesia school, 21 days after I graduated, my mother, who was 48 at the time, was diagnosed with OCL of the liver, lung, and pancreas and told she had 2 weeks to live.
Oh, my.
And was admitted to the hospital that I went to work at, and it was my first day on call as a brand new CRNA. And she lived longer, and the anesthesiologist that was at the hospital came to me, and she got better for a while, and he said, you know what, why don't your mother come to work in the department here so you can see her every day? Your mother's going to die, and she can be here with us. And so she came to work for the anesthesiologist, and back then he paid her $15 an hour, and that was more money than she had ever made in her whole life.
Wow.
And she would go pick up his dry cleaning and do billing things, but she was at the hospital every single day. And he would come out and get me out for lunch every single day so I could eat with her.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
no, cool. I had no idea.
Yep. She liked one day living 18 months after her diagnosis.
Wow.
Yeah. And so we would give her her antibiotics. All the CRNAs were wonderful, and we would do everything for her within the department. So I worked with my mother, and it was the best 18 months ever.
Wow.
But we didn't do the same thing.
No.
Which was helpful. I don't know how that would have worked if we did the same thing.
Yeah, I couldn't work with Mama. There's no way. Absolutely no way. I love my mom. But there's no possible way. Another question. Four children.
Yes.
One that does what you do. Is she your favorite?
No.
I had to put you on the spot. She's not?
I think the other siblings would say that, but...
Because she's the youngest.
Because I'm the baby. And I think we see each other more than the others, but...
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. Is there a jealousy thing with the other siblings?
No.
No. Good.
No,
okay.
Definitely not.
I think so.
But, you know, even though we see each other, I mean, recently, because I have only gone to 2 days a week, and she is now PRN as well... The work connect is not as often.
Mm-hmm.
And I cover two hospitals. So, again, those numbers, you know, you can work out the matrix. But I had to schedule a lunch date on her day off so we could get together and catch up.
I remember whenever you were doing that, sitting in the lounge, I gotta see Emily.
Well, even some days when we're working together, we don't see each other because we're so busy.
Beyond the Mask is made possible by the team at CRNA Financial Planning. With almost 2 decades of experience, the firm guides CRNAs through the complexities of investing and financial planning. Schedule a free consultation today by calling 855-304-3748 or go online to crnafinancialplanning.com.
It's interesting. I wonder what the prevalence is in the CRNA community that you have a mother-daughter CRNA team.
Well, funny you would ask that because there is another CRNA that works in our group, and her mother was a CRNA.
That's right.
Really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Actually, she's sitting here in this room, Karina. Karina, did you and your mother ever work together? Yes. I will tell you, I used to run a journal club at the hospital, Smithfield, and so we had Karina's mother come to talk to us about the changes in anesthesia over what her career's 50 years, something like that, 45 years, and it was almost, I'll give you an example, almost like when my husband gets together with the guys they play ball with and their coach walks in.
Mm.
Whenever Karina's mother walked into that journal club, she had taught every CRNA that was sitting in there outside of myself.
Wow.
And they all looked at her
respect.
The way that my husband looked at his coach.
Hmm. Interesting. You know what would have been cool is to have everybody on the show.
Yeah. You'll have to do another one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we do need to do one with Karina and her mother. Her mother is extraordinary. Well, Karina's extraordinary. Everybody in this department is. I love working here.
Well, it is funny. Yeah. I think you tell me that, like, very often, you know, how much you enjoy working down there.
I do.
And that is,
I do.
You know, that's a great feeling to go to work every day.
Exactly. I cannot wait to get to work.
Yeah.
Even 31 years later.
It has nothing to do with your 91-year-old mother-in-law that lives with you, I'm sure. But anyway.
Oh, Helen.
Everybody knows
and
Helen.
You know what's funny?
Hey, and she's not going to listen to the show, so
you're good
to say whatever you want.
Oh, I got one better than that. Melody's mother... His name is Helen, and she's 92.
Oh, wow.
And she's moving in next week.
Yeah. And so we had a wine tasting last week, and so we brought both Helens.
Oh, Lord.
Melody's mother has pink hair. She's put pink in her hair. Yeah, she is way cool. Yeah, she is way cool. I thought it was for the Barbie movie.
It's breast cancer. Of course you did.
And she was so cool, and her and Helen bonded. And my favorite thing about Melody's mother was the wine that we're sitting here drinking right now. She goes, I like that. I want a second pour.
If people wonder why the questions are a little bit different on this show, it's because Sharon brought two bottles of wine to the show.
They were anxious about doing this.
It's just so much fun. It's easy, right?
It's easy.
So we try to make it easy. All right. As we kind of wrap it up, what advice from each one of you would you give to maybe a mother-daughter or a father-son that might be... kind of in the situation or thinking about it, you know, any advice you'd give? Melody, we'll start with you.
I think just to remember that if you're in a professional environment, to keep it professional. not to really, I think pretty much what we did, you know, keep it down low, you know, mm-hmm. that you're related if you're right. able to do that. We're co-workers when we're at work. You know, we're mother, daughter, and related, obviously, but that work is not where that needs to be.
There's actually some facilities won't even allow related people to work together.
Well, we've got a husband and wife, though we hope they're not related.
But she actually had to jump through some hoops to get hired in that department because we are related. So,
well, some small departments won't hire husband and wife teams because they both can't get off at the same time for vacation, right?
Yeah.
Right. So it's a metrics kind of thing.
So, Emily, what advice would you give maybe to a younger person who's parent is also a CRNA? Any advice you'd give them?
I guess just try and just be themselves and try and form their own sort of identity in the profession.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Like her mother says, she's a very fine CRNA. So she, you know, my favorite doctor, Dr. Vernon, that place I work in, Fuquay, Emily comes over there and works. And they love her.
Sometimes, yeah. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Emily, I'm just trying to, I always am sizing people up, and trying to pick up on your personality. So are you laid back, or are you more type A? What would you say about yourself?
I'm both.
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
I agree.
I am both. Because honestly, there's some things where my husband will be like, why doesn't this get you mad? And I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal. I don't, you know. But then at work, I'm like,
yes, you are.
Got to have certain, you know, it's got to be.
Mm-hmm. The personality reminds me of Sarah, my wife, Sarah, because Sarah's really laid back. Like, I mean, really laid back and out of work. But I hear from other CRNAs and friends that when she's at work, it's like, it's got to be like this. And my station's got to be like this. And, you know, I know when she gets to that point of type A, because I can drive her there because I'm pretty much type A, too.
Uh-huh.
And when she does, I know when I need to back off.
Well, that was one of the things I discovered by being an older person to go back to school is I didn't know I was type A until I went to anesthesia school.
And then you found your home.
Yes. Huh.
Interesting.
Because I think in that regard, Emily and I are alike. We're laid back about a lot of things.
You seem laid back as well, yeah.
And particularly family, we are.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah. You have to be with four kids.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Both of us had four, so.
Wow. So you have four as well. Interesting.
I do. Wow. I have three and a bonus.
And a bonus.
And a bonus. All right.
Well, as we wrap it up, I think we've pretty much concluded on this. Sharon, what do you think?
I think we have, but let me tell you, I just cannot say enough about this department. Everything is about culture, and you know, my most favorite job I ever had was working under Linda Sangiuliano at Novant 100 years ago, and then we know how all of that ended.
Yeah, the culture got destroyed.
The culture got destroyed.
Yeah.
And this is the closest thing that I have found, the closest culture that I have found.
You're
very
quiet.
I don't want to let the secret out.
I don't want to do that.
Don't tell everybody.
I know, because then I won't get to work there since I'm 1099.
You said New Hanover, right?
Somewhere down in there. But, you know, this is just a taste.
Yeah.
You understand what I've been saying the whole time. I mean, we have couple other people who work there who are in here listening right now, Uriah, Miguel, and Karina Milano. And so it's an amazing place to work.
Yeah. I'd say it's good. I understand it. Well, let's say it's a wrap. Sharon, you want to close us? I've tried to get you to close us all day long, and you just won't do it.
I told you to be the man. I want to let you have one little bit of control.
Well, you know, the norms these days are different, Sharon. They're not like they were 20 years ago, you know, when you were coming up.
Excuse me?
I love that look.
Thank y'all for having us.
Yes.
Absolutely. Thank you for being here. Well, we want to thank our listeners for listening to the show. I'm Jeremy Stanley, and you are?
Sharon Pierce today, but if you don't stop it.
Well, you know, Sharon, we always are trying to grow the show.
Yes,
and how can they help us grow the show?
Well, the best way to help us grow is to share us on social media, tell all your friends. We grow through word of mouth.
Yeah.
and Sharon were the number one podcast in CRNA community, consistently in the top 50 medical podcasts. We'll have over 1 million downloads this year.
Absolutely.
You know, we couldn't do it without our listeners.
We could not. And we have got a lot of new things getting
ready.
A lot
of good things getting ready to land.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes, it is. All right.
Until next time.
It's a wrap.
Hi, this is Jackie Rolls, president of the International Federation of Nurse Anesthetists and president and founder of Our Hearts, Your Hands, a global anesthesia support community that takes donations to allow nurse anesthetists in low and middle income countries to go to educational programs, buy equipment, or textbooks. Your donations are tax deductible, and we would appreciate your support.
Be sure to subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and anywhere you like to listen to shows. Also, be sure to check out BeyondTheMaskPodcast.com. Each episode is posted there with a corresponding blog post, and we timestamp important parts of the episode to help you quickly get to the content you're looking for. Also, check out the special series section on the site. You can follow along and catch up on the CRNA History Series, episodes specifically about political conversations in the industry, or try the CRNA Personal Finance Series. It's all on BeyondTheMaskPodcast.com. And if you have a question for the show or want to be a guest or even suggest a particular topic, fill out the contact form on the site or send an email directly to us at info@BeyondTheMaskPodcast.com. And lastly, let's take the conversation social. Check out our Beyond the Mask podcast Facebook page and Facebook group.